This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
As we continue on through the holiday season, a few more nights of Festival of Lights out at River Forks Park. And Tabitha Lehman, one of the people behind the scenes making all this happen, is in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how has it been going out there for Festival of Lights?
It's been great. Yeah, we've had quite a successful season and have just a few days left this year. So
talk about the schedule between now and the wrap-up.
Yeah, so at this point, our holiday village has closed for the season. Santa has headed home to the North Pole. He's in his downtime. But our lights are still open nightly all the way through January 1st.
So how did the holiday village go this year, being in a different location?
Yeah, we had a huge success. So we moved it to the Riversdale Grange this year, which was, you know, a little scary because it's not quite right where the lights are, but it went really well. People were able to stop there on the way out or the way in, and it was just a beautiful location. So I'm very excited.
And Santa doesn't come back, though.
He doesn't. So he, New Year's, or Christmas Eve, sorry, he heads home. He's got a big job to do that night, and then he's out for the season.
All right, so that isn't going on, but the lights still are. And talk about what people can see out there this year.
Absolutely. So we have 500,000 lights, over 90 displays set up. You know, the Nutcracker's there, which is a big draw. It's the largest Nutcracker in the world. And yeah, we're open from 5:30 to 9 and 10 on Fridays and Saturdays.
So how did you guys do with the store Monday night?
So far, we've fared well. I was a little nervous when I saw that coming in. In years past, we have had some problems. We've had flooding issues. We've had all kinds of stuff. But so far, our displays are staying up. And yeah.
You know, over the course of this, and this is year 30, right?
This was our 30th year.
Wow. I remember, and I can't think which year it was, but it was probably 96 with the flood. And I remember hearing stories later once it came around to see what had happened out there about people actually literally just tearing displays apart and trying to move them out of the area because one area did get kind of flooded out there. But it's a great location, but logistically, it's amazing all the effort that you guys pull off to make this happen, because this many displays and 500,000 lights does not just happen overnight.
It does not. So we have our guy, Mike, who goes out October 1st is when he begins, and they spend 40-hour work weeks putting up lights. It's a big progress.
How many people on that crew?
Typically, he works around 7 people or so during part of the season. And then when displays are having to go up, we get a big Rotarian work crew out there. I think this year we had like 10 to 12 people and just push up the displays. So, yeah.
And you've got help at the gate a lot of nights, too. Talk about that.
Yeah. So every night the gate is ran by volunteers. So we have different businesses, sponsors, Rotarian groups, and local businesses who just want to be part of it. It's quite an exciting thing to go out there, and it really helps to get you in the Christmas spirit.
Now, are a lot of people using the online option for getting tickets ahead of time?
They are. So we introduced that during COVID, because like most things, we were challenged to stay open. And so we found, an alternative version where they could hold the phone up and go through the window. And a lot of people liked that, liked being able to buy ahead of time, have it there, and not have to have as much time interaction. But we also take cash at the gate or cards as well.
Well, and like a lot of other things and events, kind of got pushed forward during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then you look around and go, oh, we could have done this way a long time ago.
Yeah, we learned a lot of cool stuff actually during the pandemic that we will use going forward. It was really helpful.
What are some of the other things you learned?
So, besides being able to pre-buy things, we also have split shifts. So in the past, we would have volunteers come out and be there the whole night. We've found with some of the larger groups that we can split the team so they're not having to be out there. It gets cold some nights, especially if it's raining. And so being able to split the teams up helps a little bit. We've also been doing 2 cars at a time to be able to move them through a little bit faster. Yeah.
Neat. So a lot going on in just a few more days. Is there a particular display that's your favorite?
Ooh, I can't say just one. I love the baseball people. They're one of my favorites. I like to sit down there and watch them go through. And I also like the dragon. I think that's probably my childhood favorite growing up. It's always been one of my favorites.
Now, did you move any of the displays around this year from last year?
They do occasionally move some. So there are a few that are in some new locations.
And talk about the different types of displays. I mean, what they're portraying.
Sure. So we have some that are just historic, I guess, kind of movie characters, if you would, the Cheshire Cat and the dragon and those type. But we have some that really represent Umpqua Valley as well. So we have the winery and the logging truck and the skier and some of those. And then some fun Christmas ones. We have the Grinch Mountain. We have the auto wrapper. That was a new one in the last couple years that Convey built for us. And then, of course, we have our UCC Strong one, which really hits home for a lot of people.
Right. Well, a lot going on out there in just a few more days. So here we are in the 28th. You've got, what, 4 days left?
Yeah.
And what are the hours again?
So we're open from 5:30 to 9, and we'll stay open until 10 on Fridays and Saturdays.
And how do they go online to get tickets that way?
UVFestivalOfLights.com.
Oh, and we should mention as well what you're doing all this effort for and where the money's going.
Sure. So, you know, besides being able to provide such an awesome Christmas experience for locals and people that travel in and visit, the money that we raise goes to scholarships for the local area.
All right, Tabitha Lehman-Roseburg, Rotary and the Festival of Lights about to wrap up. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.